The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. When the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into boats and came to Capernaum looking for Jesus. And when they found him across the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered them and said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you were looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Do not work for food that perishes, but for food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him the Father, God, has set his seal." So they said to him, "What can we do to accomplish the works of God?" Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in the one he sent." So they said to him, "What sign can you do that we may see and believe in you? What can you do? Our ancestors ate manna in the desert, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat." So Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave the bread from heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." So they said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and who believes in me will never thirst." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We have three themes in our readings today. It deals with the wilderness, it deals with satisfaction, and it deals with identity. In our first reading, the Israelites have escaped from slavery, and they're wandering through the wilderness on their way to the promised land because God has freed them. But they're not satisfied, so much so that they even say it would be better if we were to go back to Egypt, back to being slaves, because in some ways we don't trust that God will provide for us. In some ways, it's the same in the gospel. It picks up from last week where Jesus, in a deserted place, fed the multitudes because they were starving in the wilderness. And brothers and sisters, they're still hungry today. And in many ways, you and I are in a wilderness. You and I are in the wilderness of our wants. Because within each of us, there are many wants that we have. There is a deep desire for satisfaction and fulfillment. And sometimes, if we are honest with ourselves, we're not sure that God will satisfy. He says, "Do not toil for things that do not last. I will give you food and drink that will satisfy." But sometimes we have trouble believing it, as the Israelites in their wilderness had trouble believing it. And so what do? In our wilderness of wants, we go out pursuing food of our own rather than trusting that God will provide for us. That's why we as Christians, even with our good intentions, in many ways live like those around us, sprinkling some prayers on the top, though. We and our children have the same relation to sports that the rest of the society around us does. We consume in the same way the people around us do. We live in homes like the people around us do. Sometimes we talk about politics in our society in the way that the people around us do. In many ways, we find our identity in the ways that the people around us do. Status, achievement, wealth, accomplishments. And we push this down on our children, which is why even second graders sometimes feel an unbearable weight to succeed, because we're in a wilderness of wants, and there's something in us that isn't sure that God will satisfy and be enough. So we go out searching rather than trusting that the bread he gives us will fulfill. And brothers and sisters, this is because we have disordered our lives. And we find our identity and we find the satisfaction for our wants in the wrong things, which is easy to do because God is so good and what he has created is so beautiful that it is sometimes easy to turn our gaze down from heaven to the things of earth and to worship them, which is idolatry. And a good definition for idolatry is to take some incomplete good and to build your whole life upon it. And many of us, even well-meaning Christians, fall into the same thing, usually because we have disordered how we find our identity. And because of that, we cannot trust that God will satisfy. So I'll give you an acronym today, and you can go home and you can Google it. You can go home and you can YouTube it, because you don't have to remember it all right now. But Catholic RIM, R-I-M, like the rim on a car, relationship, identity, mission. If you and I are going to be who we are supposed to be, and if we are going to trust in God's promises to us, we have to live in that order. And the problem is that many of us don't. The first is relationship. Whom am I in relationship with? We're in relationship with a lot of people, but most fundamentally, we are called to be in relationship with God, the one who made us and knows what he's made us for, to be in relationship with him. So a simple starting point today, food for your prayer. What is your image of God the Father? One question. Second, how does God the Father speak to you? Is his voice one that is condemning? Is it accusing? Is it not satisfied? Is it loving and affirming? What is your image of the Father, and how does his voice sound when he speaks into your life? Because if you don't have that relationship as the foundation of your life, everything else will crumble. You can ask God to bless the sandcastle you built, but it'll get knocked down. Your house of cards will tumble. If you are not in relationship with your Father who made you and loves you unconditionally and is always seeking you. So R for relationship, you have to have that, which then gives us our identity. So who am I in relationship with? And then how do I experience my identity in being in relationship? If you have a distorted image of the Father, you will have a distorted image of yourself and your own worth. Identity. Do you believe that you are a beloved son or a beloved daughter of God the Father in a way which is unshakable? Everything else around you can crumble, but your identity will not be shaken. Do you believe that personally about yourself, that you were worthy of God's time, you were worthy of God's effort, you are worthy of God's fighting for, you were worthy of his dying for, and you are worthy of his love? Is that an unshakable identity that you live out of in everything else? And if not, everything else will crumble. And then finally, we get to mission. Who does God want me to be in the world, flowing out of my identity? It's as St. John Henry Newman said, God has given me some definite mission in the world that he has entrusted to no one else. But you will only find it if you live out of that relationship and identity. So brothers and sisters, there's a lot to pray there, but many of us don't get that right, and many of us disorder it. And we have a lot of kids here today, so I'll just ask by a show of hands, and adults, you can raise your hands too. If you have watched the first Toy Story movie, please raise your hand. All right. The first Toy Story movie gives us a beautiful example of relationship, identity, and mission. Sheriff Woody, at the beginning of the movie, knows who he is. He's Andy's. He's in relationship with Andy, and Andy loves him unconditionally, which gives him his identity. Sheriff Woody, the one who's up on the bed close to the pillow, he lives out of that love, and he has some understanding of his mission within the greater kingdom of toys in Andy's house. He's secure. But Buzz Lightyear shows up, and suddenly he worries, is my relationship with Andy as secure as I thought it was? Is it as unconditional as I thought it was? Or now is it threatened? And when Woody feels threatened, his identity feels threatened, and his mission feels threatened, and he becomes in many ways lost and depressed, as you and I do, if we do not trust in God's unshakable love for us, which gives us our identity. And Woody spends a great deal of the movie lost because he's struggling in relationship. Buzz Lightyear struggles in his own way because he has a sense of identity and a sense of mission, but no relationship with Andy, and he cannot accept that he is a toy. And so he has a false identity and a false mission. And when he comes to the realization that he too is a toy, his life crumbles, as my life and your life crumbles when we identify ourselves by our mission rather than relationship. And there's a point where they're both trapped, and they're trapped not just in a sadistic kid's house, they're trapped in their own lostness because they have disordered relationship, identity, mission. And you see them each struggle from their own direction. But they have to recognize there's a kid that needs our help. And more than that, when they've lost their identity, what do? They flip up their boots and see whose name has been imprinted upon them. As Jesus says in the gospel, the Father has sealed me. They are sealed with the name of the one they are in relationship with, but they need reminded. And that's out of that proper reordering of relationship, identity, and mission, that they can go save a kid who needs help, and they can be found by the one that loves them, and they can become secure again in their relationship with Andy, which gives them their identity within their relationship with him and their relationship with those around them, which then strengthens them for mission. So, brothers and sisters, it is a simple concept. And if you need to, watch Toy Story to be reminded of that. But you and I don't live it well, and we need to, because otherwise we will be like the Israelites in the desert. We will grumble, and we will doubt, and in our wilderness of once, we will sell ourselves into slavery. But brothers and sisters, God has made us for so much more. Relationship, identity, mission, because God has great plans for you out of his love.